You're listening to The Shift Show, episode 246. Today, we're going to talk about why your perception of business being hard is really the only problem that you have. So let's get into it. You have big dreams to be an influencer, but you're finding yourself caught up in the comparison trap of page views, followers, and number count. The good news is that's the old way of doing business, and I'm going to show you the new way. I'm Nicole Culver, your host of The Shift Show. So get out your notebook and let's get started so you can join the social shift. I'm back. Oh my gosh, I have missed this podcast so much, and now I am ready to jump back in. We have interviews scheduled, and it's going to be so much fun. So I've missed having conversations with you, and I've missed kind of being with you wherever you go. So I'm bringing the podcast back. I'm bringing in some of my most favorite people, and I'm going to be talking about the things that I see over and over again happening in our industry. We are really on a precipice where things are changing. Things are changing in the business world. Things are changing in the influencer world. And there's going to be a few important things that you really need to be aware of that is happening in 2020 and beyond. So I am back to talk about all the things you need to know as you grow your business, as you grow your personal brand, what you should be looking for, and how to really avoid the working all the time and the burnout that I know so many of you are struggling with, along with the frustration around that your business isn't growing as fast as you thought it would. So let's get into the episode. So let's talk about a little bit about where I've been. The summer, you may know if you follow me over on Instagram at Nicole Culver, the summer is my major slowdown time. It's the time where I really only focus on my current clients. I really only focus on the people I'm serving. And I go into major slowdown time so I can balance my kids being home and doing a lot of camp drop-offs and pickups and spending a lot of time at the beach. So I go into this slowdown kind of at mid-June through the end of August, and we did the serial method launch in September where we did the social shift where we talked about how the state of content is changing, and it's continuing to change, and it's changing rapidly. You cannot do the same things that you did even a year ago and expect it to work on social platforms. But that's not what we're talking about today. That's not why we're here. I wanted to just talk about how I did the serial method launch in September, and I have been wanting to bring this back, and I've been getting a lot of requests for me to bring the podcast back and bring interviews back. But I'll be honest with you, it is hard for me to come out of slowdown mode. And at the time I'm recording this, it's actually November 8th. So I wanted to bring this back a month ago, but I was really focused on other things. I was prioritizing other things, and that's okay. So I went through my launch. I was really active. I was doing lives every day. And then I went into service mode. And now it's time. I'm coming out of the bubble. I am back in your ears, and I am ready to move on to the next thing, which is coming back and connecting with all of you on a more regular basis. So before we get into what happens when business gets hard, I want to just take a second to talk about the planning party. I am hosting my fourth planning party. We're hosting our fourth planning party starting December 2nd. Signups are going to be open really soon. If you go to nicoleculver.co/planning party, you can sign up right there. But here's the deal. We have completely revamped the planning party. After doing it for 3 years, this is our fourth year, I am going to be teaching you how to set goals that you really work towards, because there's a major missing piece when it comes to goal setting. There's a huge piece that no one really talks about when it comes to why aren't people setting goals? Why don't people understand that just changing behavior doesn't always work? And that's why most people go back to their old ways of behavior by the end of January. So with the planning party, we are going to skip all of that. We are really going to get to the root of what is going to help you change, what's going to help you be the person that you have to be to hit the goals you want to hit. And that's what we're focusing on the planning party. So make sure you sign up. This is going to be the single most important thing that you can do for yourself and for your business in 2019 going into 2020. So go sign up for the planning party, invite your friends, invite anyone who has been setting goals and not reaching them. And if you have been setting goals and doing well, then we're going to talk about how you can set better goals and how you can go even further. So I'm super excited about that. Go to nicoleculver.co/planning party. You can sign up right there. And now let's move into this next piece of it. What happens when business gets hard? What happens when you're feeling burnt out? Now, we hear this every single week when Dan and I, my business partner Dan and I, talk to people and we're on our client calls and we're on our group programs. And it's the whole idea that it feels really hard right now. It feels hard to make the sale, or it feels hard to continue to do pitches, or it feels hard to get people to say yes. But here's the thing. Our perception of business can be so skewed. You went into business for yourself, and did you really think that this was going to be easy all the time? The only thing wrong with business being hard is really your perception of it being hard. Why did you think that this would be easy all the time? You didn't go into business for it to be easy. And what are you even hoping to gain for thinking that business was going to be easy? Most struggling entrepreneurs, they're always looking for that quick fix, the magic pill, that easy button to hit that's going to unlock everything. But that's not the way business goes. You grow a successful business by doing the work, by showing up, by aligning yourself with your people that you want to help and the offer, the thing that you are putting in front of them. It's not about being easy. It's about knowing what you need to do to build your business. It's about knowing what to focus on. So that's really what I want you to think about today is, do you think that other successful business owners like Rachel Hollis or Jenna Kutcher or Melissa Urban, do you think that they just show up to business every day and they have no problems, and that every single thing they do is easy and that they never talk about anything that's controversial? Or do you think that they just go with it? Do you think that they just handle it? Do you think that they just consider their problems possibly? Are they your biggest opportunity? So I want you to consider this. It's that the problem isn't that business is hard. The problem is that you're trying to skip this struggle. The problem is that you thought that all of this was going to be easy. And that's the only problem you have. When you can look at the things that come up in your business from a really objective place and ask yourself questions, well, why did this happen? And what opportunity is there here for me to grow? If you're not making the money that you want to make, if you're not getting the sales, if you're not getting the client and brand partnerships, then it's not that you have a problem. It's that you have an opportunity to improve what you're doing. It's that you have an opportunity to connect with those people to see how can you really help? How can you really help serve those people? How can you really turn this into an opportunity, not only for you to grow your business, but for the people you are trying to help? Most struggling entrepreneurs are just in the zone of thinking that business should be easy and that there should never be any problems. But it's not about it being easy. It's about you looking at the roadblocks that come up and say, wow, this is my opportunity to grow, for growth. This is my opportunity to learn a lesson I really needed to get. And it's your opportunity to keep showing up for you and keep showing up for your people and to keep moving forward every single day. So as you wrap up the year, you probably realize that this is a great time of year to reflect back. And this is a major time for reflection. It's not about getting into the emotions of it. It's not about feeling bad about where you are or where you're not. It's just about reflecting. It's about looking at what you're doing. Do a business inventory right now. Take note of what you've been doing. Look at what has been working. Look at where you can make improvements. Remember, it's not about being easy. It's about knowing and understanding what to focus on that is going to make your business grow. Most struggling entrepreneurs can slash like 75% of your to-do list, because you've probably heard of this concept that 80% of your results comes from 20% of what you're doing. So do a business inventory. The fastest way to grow your business is to get out of overwhelm and stop thinking that everything you do is going to be easy. Figure out what stage of business you're in. We're going to talk about more on this during the planning party, so mark that date down, December 2nd. if you can figure out your stage of business, you will understand what you need to be focusing on and understand your specific to-do list so you can actually go ahead and do less better. Because it's not about working 60, 80 hours a week and piling on and doing more and more and more. It's about doing less better. So as you wrap up the year, as we still have over 6 weeks left in 2019. So take this time to really do a business inventory. Look at what you're doing. Be honest with yourself. Be honest about your business. Have you been working on that 20%, those 20% tasks that gets you 80% of results? And have you just been concentrated on the fact that business feels really hard right now? It's okay that it feels hard. It is supposed to be the way that it is right now. The only problem you have is that you thought that you wouldn't have problems. The only problem that you really have is that you're trying to skip this struggle that goes with the territory of owning your own business. So I want you to just reflect. I want you to be quiet with yourself. I want you to just ask yourself, why did you think business was going to be easy? You got into this to serve. You got into this for some reason. You got into this to help a group of people that you're meant to be helping. You didn't go into this for it to be easy. So think about that. It's not about being easy. It's not about not having any problems. It's about knowing what to do. It's about knowing what to focus on. It's about remembering that 80% of your results will come from 20% of the things that you do. So do a business inventory. Get out of overwhelm. Get out of the emotions in your business. Find a friend to talk to about all of this. Join us for the planning party because, like I said, the planning party is going to be the most effective event out there for planning your 2020. And this is how I'm going to tell you about all the ways you can work with me in 2020 and moving forward so I can help and I can guide you, because there are a lot of factors in a successful business. And I will tell you that no successful business owner does it on their own. No successful business owner does it in a silo, because you need a community. You need accountability. You need a mentor. It's not about just information. It's about guidance. And it's about you having the right mindset and knowing that you have a huge opportunity sitting in front of you. So when I talked about business being hard, what was the first thing that came up for you? What was the first thing that you said, well, this really feels hard right now, and let's take a look at it? And instead of thinking, wow, this feels hard, how can you look at it and say, okay, this, I'm meant to learn something. What is my biggest opportunity I have here? For all the quote unquote problems you have in your business, what opportunity do you have to change, to stop doing things the same way, to look for the growth, to look for the opportunity and do something different? Remember, you got in business not because you thought it was going to be easy, but because you had a mission and you wanted to help people. So let's go back to that, the core of why you started this business, and say, okay, here are my major opportunities for growth in the rest of 2019 and the rest of 2020. And then come over, join us for the planning party. It's going to be the best event for planning out 2020, so you can set goals that you will actually reach. It's about changing the person that you are. It's not just about the behaviors. It's not only about the behaviors. It's not just about making your perfect to-do list. It's not just about setting the goals and forgetting them 30 days later. It's about stepping into the person that you're meant to be, to hit the goals you want to hit, to reach and help the people you want to serve. So come join us for the planning party. I am so incredibly excited. I'm really excited to be back here with you for the podcast. I have some great interviews lined up, so make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you got unsubscribed, make sure you download past episodes so this pops up again wherever you're listening to podcasts. And I want you to screenshot this, and I want you to tag me at Nicole Culver so I can see you listening. I'm so excited to be here back with you again, and I will see you over in our Facebook group. Tag me on Instagram, and I can't wait to see you for the planning party. You've been listening to The Shift Show with Nicole Culver. Join us over in the Social Shift Facebook group to continue the conversation. Find us over at nicoleculver.co/community. Thanks for listening.